I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, July 21st. There have been 1,341 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Quincy, 1,113 recoveries. There are now 42 active cases, and there have been 134 deaths. 78-year-old David Bowring of Quincy is now facing his fifth drunk driving charge after police say a car he was driving struck and killed a man in a wheelchair in Quincy on Saturday night. Police say 72-year-old James Bushy died after being hit while he was in the crosswalk at Quincy Avenue and the Southern Artery. Bowring is being held for a court hearing on Friday. 78-year-old Nancy Chamberlain of Quincy died in a four-car crash on Route 3 North in Pembroke Sunday morning. State police say Chamberlain was a passenger in a vehicle that was involved in the crash and died at South Shore Hospital. Four other people suffered non-life-threatening injuries. That crash remains under investigation. 28-year-old Alphonse Riang of Quincy was being treated for serious injuries after a snow arch collapsed on top of him in the White Mountains of New Hampshire on Saturday. Rescuers say Riang was smothered by the Tuckerman snow arch when it collapsed on top of him. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. There are 8 semifinalists to become the next Quincy school superintendent. The field will be narrowed to 3 to 6 candidates that will be interviewed in public by the full school committee. A new superintendent will be appointed on August 12th. Quincy's first dog park is open. Mayor Thomas Koch says the new park on Quarry Street includes shelter pavilions, benches, watering stations, and 3 separate areas for dogs of all sizes. The 20-acre site will also be home to a new Quincy animal shelter and Quincy Police Canine Unit headquarters and animal control in the future. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, July 21st.